I figure, why talk to myself when I can talk to you? I ain't talking to the phone, eh? There's just nobody on it. You know, I'm sitting here cussing because I'm up here on the freaking road, the highway, and, you know, it freaking snowed today, dude. We got our first snow in D.C. I am right now in D.C. Look over there. That's the Washington Monument, whatever, Lincoln. What's the little skinny pole thing? Washington Monument. So I'm over here and people want to just come all the way, like, instead of merging and getting in line with everybody else, they want to come in the lane, you know, pretend they going one way and then try to merge at the last second. And this freaking black Chevy Silverado SS in front of me let the dude in, and I started to cuss, and I'm like, dude, no, you gotta get in and wait for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, we all had to wait. You just want to drive fast and then merge, son? No way, Jose Hernandez. I don't think so. 2 inches of snow, baby. We crippled up in this mug, okay? 2 inches of snow. I'm moving now. About 8 miles per hour, baby. Roll the window down. Listen to the sound. Don't let me drop my iPhone out the window. I'm not going to even hold my iPhone outside the window. I'm scared of dropping. I'm going to hold it close to the window. Okay, now the people going into the other direction, they moving good right now. They were at a standstill earlier. Now my side is at a freaking standstill. Son, I guess everybody getting off, but then them other people over there, they getting off too. They just heading in another direction over here in the DMV. And you say the DMV? Oh, there go the Jeep I was going to buy off of Craigslist for $1,000. My old Jeep Cherokee, you know, Shanshun, king of the snow right here, Jeep. Now, here go a Range Rover right there, Desperate Housewife style. Quite a classic looking vehicle. Not Desperate Housewives, Real Housewives of Atlanta. What color is it? Black. You can get a Range Rover now for pretty cheap. But the thing is, now, I love the look of them, but the thing is, I remember seeing one, a Range Rover HSE last blizzard, abandoned on the side of the road, because here's the problem. Now, they're made in England, but Ford owns Range Rover now, Land Rover now. And they suspension be breaking down on them jokers, you know what I mean? I'm driving my husband's vehicle today. I'm manly today, holding it down, son. Got that four-wheel drive, son. I mean, I'm sitting high up in here. I mean, I ain't in no Escalade either. I wouldn't mind having one right about now, but not with no freaking 24s on it. No 24s in the snow, you know? You got to put the snow tires and your snow wheels on around here because the potholes are hellacious. Okay, pothole took me out, stuck a hole in my rim. Yes, in the rim, a hole like somebody shot it in my rim and my tire. Okay, I just got that fixed like last week. That joint happened to me like Labor Day weekend, you know what I mean? Like somebody shot my freaking rim, hating on the black people with the chrome rims. How we do in the ghetto, right? I got something for the ghetto, I got something for the White House. They invite me to the White House, I got something for them. They invite me to the freaking crack house, I got something for them. You know what I mean? We can take it any way you want. Crack house, chrome, White House, no chrome, yeah? However you want it. However do you want it? However do you need it? Oh, baby, we're making progress. Look at here. Look here. Look at here. I'm moving 15 now, dog. I got them 15 miles per hour on them, dog. Oh, hold that down for about a minute. If we can hold down 15 miles per hour for about a minute, we're going to get shut. Oh, damn. Oh, Lord. I went back down about 3 miles per hour. Damn. Gun it. Gun it. Gun it. Gun it. Gun it. Take it up to about 17. Come on. Oh, I had to get a Durango. I probably could have got up to about 18 miles per hour if it hadn't been for the Durango, proudly with the badge 4x4 on the back. You know what I'm saying? Right now, everybody want a 4x4, or at least some all-wheel drive. You know what I'm saying? 4x4, Quattro from Audi, 4MATIC from Mercedes. Put all the wheels in motion, baby. And I'm not talking about with the lotion. We gonna do it like we're coaching. You know what I'm saying? Get off the bench. What's that stench? You nasty. Look a there, look a there, right there. We got the BMW. What you got? The BMW 1 Series with the tinted windows. He rolling on through the snow. Do what you got to do. 1 Series, man. 1 Series, man. Look at that Toyota Echo, the first generation Toyota Echo. Remember that Echo way before the Prius? Look at the Echo. Echo got about some 13-inch rims rolling through the snow. Don't hate. Actually, the road that I'm on right now is actually quite clear. Cars have more snow, actually, than the road. The roads are very clear now. Lord. It's funny because the roads are so clear, and I'm still going, you know what? My little speedometer, my needle won't even tell me. It's not even, I'm going so slow, there's no number. The needle is on just a line. It's a line and then another line that's got 10. You know what I'm saying? I'm like on the line below 10. Like anything below 10 miles per hour, the car won't even tell me that I'm moving. It's just a line down there. Be like, this, we, they don't even register, dog. I believe if the police had a radar gun, the speed that I was going just now, when he showed the popo, when he showed the man that I was moving, I'd be like, what you talking about? I was standing still, dog. My thing said I was on nothing. I was going nothing miles per hour. NPH. I hear the sirens. DC in the house. Somebody got shot in the snow. Got gang. Oh, he about to crash that man Mercury Marauder right there. He's going to do that to that man. Durango man who cut me off. Not bad. Cut off that Marauder back there, that Mercury Marauder. You know that Marauder, that real souped up, it's basically an extremely souped up version of the Crown Victoria Secrets. Ooh, oh Lord, come on now, come on now. Roll the window down for a little bit of DC snow. Oh Lord, we got a Chrysler 300 with the little fake chrome vents. Oh Lord, I hope he didn't see me looking at it, cause he gonna be like, yeah, she looking at my chrome vents. She's sweating this here. She think it's a Rolls Royce Phantom. I just saw DC police on the motorcycle. Did they have the blanket over their legs? They used to have the blanket on when it's cold. Dude got a blue Chrysler 300 with some chrome door handles. The bad part is that he's got these little magnetic vents that don't really let no air in. Okay, when you putting vents on a car that don't let no air in, see, that's the purpose of vents. When somebody said open the vents, man, air is supposed to flow through them. Okay, your vents came from Track Auto, the dollar store of car customization, and your vents don't let no air in, cause ain't no hole behind that. So stop faking like you got some freaking custom, you know, intake ports on the side of your car, dog, cause you ain't fooling nobody. Your engine ain't breathing no stronger than nobody else's. What that supposed to make your car? God, that boy GMC Yukon. He got the big vent, the big one piece chrome vent. Now Chrysler 300 man had these three little vents in a row over the front tire. You know, Yukon man, he got that one big vent, Mercedes SL500 style. SL550, he got the one big vent. He letting in hella air, hellacious air. You know what I'm saying? He gaining like 20 extra horses for each vent. His vent so big, his metal, fake chrome, plastic chrome stick-on vent. Pete, if I see one more stick-on vent, dog, I'm gonna have to vent about these stick-on vent. Now that man out there got that OJ Bronco in teal. That's kind of cute. He got the OJ Bronco, big body Bronco, BBB, big body Bronco, but his is teal. You know what? I need to look closely. If he would open the door, I bet you that used to be white, and then OJ came and ruined the Bronco. I never knew a black person had a Bronco until I saw OJ, but that's another story. This guy has a teal Bronco, which I don't recall ever seeing a teal Bronco. I bet you his Bronco used to be white, and then OJ did that chase and cutting them peoples up. And then the people that had white Broncos all of a sudden started hating it. Go ahead now, Acura, Wackura. Wackura legend. Acura 3.2 TLS. Dual exhaust pipes. I went ahead and let him in. We got to be nice to one another today. Oh, look at that. Look in the rearview mirror. The Chrysler 300 with all the big vents. Got a big red bow on the grill. Now, dog, now see, now you didn't let me your big red Christmas boat and caught my eye, and I noticed you ain't even got no Bentley grill. Okay, you got a Chrysler 300 and you ain't got no Bentley Rolls Royce Phantom grill. You ain't keeping it real. You can barely make your payments. Okay, when I see a Chrysler 300 that ain't got no rims on it, I said he could barely make payments because it ain't worth his weight in gold. Gonna put some big chrome rims up on that thing. Now I'm gonna let him slide today. Anybody that I see, like I saw a young black fella with an Escalade, not the new one because they can't afford that one yet, with about a 98 Escalade. No, he had about a 2002 Escalade. He ain't had no rims on him, but I let him slide. Cause I figure I gave him the benefit of the doubt that he had probably taken the chrome rims off for the winter time. You see what I'm saying? Now look over here as we prepare to pass our nation's capital, the Capitol building. Okay, we got a Mercedes E350. How he get all them exhaust tips? We got a Mercedes E350 with four exhaust tips. And the reason why it caught my eye was because it's a 4MATIC. And as of lately, I have been doing research on Mercedes all-wheel drive system. And when I say research, and you say, oh, she's smart, a scholarly individual, I say, girl, please, I watched that on YouTube. When you go on YouTube and I typed in 4MATIC and snow, the number 4MATIC and snow, and I watched people basically doing donuts in the Mercedes Benzes all over the world with the Mercedes 4MATIC all-wheel drive system. I educated myself on that system today. I saw an older 90s Mercedes wagon on Craigslist for about $4,000, and it was a 4MATIC. I like the old wagons. I'm actually, I believe that wagons, I used to hate wagons. They look so boring. Yeah, indeed. But when you've hung out on the websites that I hung out, as a young girl in my 20s, I was always hanging out on the car websites. So I've seen the wagons, how the wagons can actually be made exciting, actually. Especially the German wagons. I'm a fan of the German wagons. DC police truck? That's a different truck. Oh, Lord. How am I going to get out of the way? He behind me. Move over. I had to move over. Dang, he just bombarding. Dang, he's just riding up the middle of the road. Wow. I have never seen anybody maneuver so well in jam-packed traffic. He's got to get into an accident. But you know what's good? Is that we actually moving better since he came through. Oh, he had a standstill. People don't know what to do. Don't nobody know where to move. We're in three lanes of traffic here on the highway. Just now, you look, there it is. There's the Capitol building. That was Washington, D.C., police or Metropolitan Police. I have family on that police department. Metropolitan Police, and that was their SOD unit, but with a truck. I'm not sure what he's responding to, but it was a truck. It was not a pickup truck. It was a truck. But you know what? We're actually moving fast. Look at that girl. I almost hit 30. We're actually moving faster since he came and bust through. Now what's going on up ahead? I don't know. Shites. Because SOD, they don't respond to, like, traffic type stuff. I don't know what he's responding to. It's a very different truck. A truck with a box on the back. You know what I mean? Not that camper that you got. That F-150 from 1992 that you got with that camper on the back that look like a redneck about to do something bad. Because, you know, there are some trucks that look like redneck about to do something bad. And it looks suspicious. Look real suspicious. You know what I'm saying? You got trucks that when you look at you like, that's a white dude that's crazy with some rifles. And then you got a truck that said that's a black dude that's crazy with some handguns. You know, every vehicle, like this Maxima right here. Take this Maxima right there, tint it out, tinted windows. He's got the vent visors on the windows. I put the vent visors on my Rodeo back in 1996. I didn't know people were still buying cars putting vent visors on the window. Come on now. So you can roll the window down a little bit, get some fresh air. But I'm going to have to say now, thanks to that SOD vehicle, dog, I'm rolling, dog. 20 miles per hour. You don't know how good. 20 never felt so good. What? 20 never felt so good. Dude, I was hitting 20 miles per hour on out here. I am about a mile away from where I first started podcasting. How long have I been talking? My word. Darling, you send me Darling, you do. Darling, you do. It actually has lifted my spirits to talk to you today, sugar. Because before, you know, when I hit record, I have a new app on my iPhone now. It's called Recorder Pro. I heard some of the guys on some of the geek tech podcasts that I listen to recommend it. I believe it was App Slappy that recommended it. See, right here is where I need to get over. Here is where I'm messing up. Oh, Lord. I should have got over behind this Civic EX right here. And I didn't. I wanted to be greedy and do the merge at the last minute. Now, I am about to have a problem because I am not trying to go down into the district. I need to merge right here. If this dude could let me in behind this red G. Come on, go ahead, a red G club. Come on, let go. Woo, yeah, baby. Know what I'm talking about. Thank you, son. Thank you. Appreciate that, man. Way, way. Pretty good looking out, dog. Good looking out, dog. Jeep Grand, Jeep Grand Cherokee. I said Jeep Grand Cherokee V8. You know what I'm saying? Very good. I did not know the Grand Cherokees were that good in snow. I watched some videos on YouTube for the Grand Cherokee. People love the 4MATIC, the Mercedes 4MATIC system on YouTube. People love Audi's four-wheel drive system, or let's say all-wheel drive system. Four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive are not the same thing. Locking of the differentials will actually differentiate between the two. You see how that came into play? I said differentials because that is the engagement of the differentials and the things locking and this and the traction being transferred over to this wheel when this wheel loses traction and this wheel does that. Can you tell, sweetie, that I've been sipping on some scissor? I have been actually sipping on narcotics that are causing me to talk at a faster rate of speed. Good thing is I'm talking positively now that I have people listening to me. I'm not gonna be cussing as much to myself, because when I talk to myself, usually I be cussing like Chris Rock, and I find it fun. Or Cat, what's his name, Cat Williams. I like to cuss like him sometimes and do a stand-up routine for myself in the shower sometimes. Yesterday, I got an email from Kenneth. Kenneth said, when is you going to podcast again? I said, man, my podcast is no longer my main big, thicky African-American podcast. Ain't on iTunes. I don't know, man. I had submitted my thing to my hosting company because they said, hey, you want to be on the BlackBerry phone? They're going to start up with podcasts and let us know you want your podcast to be on the BlackBerry thing. So I said, okay, yeah. And the next day, my podcast was gone from iTunes. What in the world now? What in the world now? Got a big school bus next to us. Got a 750 Li here. Now, all of the Negro fellas listening to my voice here, and you've always dreamed, and the Caucasians. The Caucasians don't necessarily like that 750 too much. They didn't like the back of it. They were real mad at Chris Bangle. The designer of the BMW 7, the previous body style 7s, as well as the Z4, Chris Bangle, BMW designer, who, back to what I was saying, the white folks was mad at the design on that 7 series, and when that 7 series first came out, I thought that the buttocks of it looked rather, you know, I think maybe because I read about it online, I said, oh, it don't look right, but then the black people really embraced it. When the white folks kicked it to the curb, black people really embraced it. And the BMW 7 became the first really loved BMW to black folks. You never see black people craving a BMW. Never before. Up until, when did that 7 Series come out? Maybe 2003. The redesign of the 7 Series from its original boxy design of the 90s, the redesign, maybe it was around 2003, don't quote me on that. They were very upset with the design of it, the rear end, and they called it Bangle Butt, a phrase coined because of the designer Chris Bangle. They called it Bangle Butt. I believe that he is no longer designing for BMW. Now, I do not like the design, and I found some of the designs unflattering, some of his designs, such as the Z4. The Z4 fell off big time from the Z3. Do you remember when that Z3 first came out? Oh my God. You remember around 1997, the original BMW Z3 came out, and it was to die for. At the time, all we had was the Miata, as far as roadsters in America. And maybe the first Z3 came out in 96 for model year 97. But around 96, 97, definitely 98, the BMW Z3 was just such a desirable car. I remember being in the Air Force, protecting Air Force One, and hearing on the radio that you could lease a BMW, you know, for $300. And I was like, what the F? Because I was making my Isuzu Rodeo payments. And I said, never again. My next car will be a lovely car. I will never again buy a piece of crap, boring vehicle. I'm going to get fun vehicles from here on out. And I have since done that. You know, sometimes you have to wait for things to depreciate. Such as, have you seen the leaked video footage of the 2012 Mercedes SLK? They gave a promotional video to the French, and somehow that video featured glimpses of the next generation SLK, and it is a stunner. It is more masculine than it has ever been. And you say, well, when did anybody want something to be more masculine? You know, you think that she, oftentimes they say Serena is too masculine, she got the big shoulders. Wait, would anybody want to be more masculine? When a man is real feminine, people want him to be more masculine. A roadster that could be loved by men and women alike, that is usually now loved by women, this SLK, and once it becomes more masculine, it will be loved by both men and women. It will no longer be a female car, a car for girls like the Miata. And that joke will look good. Now, it's coming out 2012, it's redesigned. So I say, give me a couple of years and I'm going to get that junk. Let the price come down on it. Yeah, I mean, do what you got to do, sweetie. Get what you got to get. Yeah. Or you could just get a Miata right now. I don't want a freaking Miata. They still make Miatas? No Mazdas for me. Zoom, zoom, zoom. On out of here. Into the Potomac. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I think there was a time when I wanted a Miata. Matter of fact, you know what? There was a time that I wanted a Miata because I wanted to put a body kit on it to make it look like a BMW Z3. Because people used to do that. You get the freaking body kit and you build a replica Z3. And, you know, the Z3 was so hot. So when the Z4 came out, I was just like, what is this? Why is it so boring? Why is it not exciting? You know, I mean, there's a guy at work, he's got the M, and, you know, it's like, okay, cool, you got the M, so that makes it exciting, high performance BMW, you know, Z, but overall, nobody is into the Z anymore, and the SLK had a lot to do with that, because of the SLK coming out in 98, probably model year 97, first model being 1998, coming out with the retractable hard top, and you got the Z here, where, with the cloth top, and if you want a hard top, you're going to have to lift that bad boy out with your arms and hang it up in the garage. You know, you can only put it on pretty much in the winter. That's if you wanted a hard top. Meanwhile, you got the Mercedes guy next to you pushing the button and the top folding down in a couple of seconds. So maybe that was the death of the Z3. So now BMW finally on their 3 Series has hard top convertibles. And the 3 Series is, the 3 Series never fails to excite. They've never screwed up the 3 Series. Perhaps it's their bread and butter. The 3 Series always looks good. I'm going to say the 5 Series always looks good. I hate to say it, but I do not like the front spoiler on the new 5 Series. Everything else I like. So if I got the car, I would have to change out the front bumper because I don't like the open mouth look. I don't like it. I do not like. I like the car. Everything else except for that front lower spoiler. I just don't like the way it's all open like that, you know? What does this place say? Cryo. What does that mean? C-R-Y-O. It's got Alaska plates. Is that Sarah Palin? On his Yukon XL, Alaska plates that say cryo. He must have been in the military. For him to be here in the D.C. area with Alaska plates. I have traveled probably about 5 miles since I started talking. Oh my goodness gracious alive. I'm gonna say 6 miles based on my my gauges here. Oh Lord. When can I merge? When can I merge? Watch out there, Pontiac. Is that one of them Oprah giveaway Pontiacs? The Oprah gave you that? Let me see. Is that a G6? It is a G6. It is a G6. I could tell from the front. They look like a G6. Remember Oprah gave away those G6s? Look up under your chair. It's a Pontiac G6. And I said, Oprah, can I leave it there and take the money instead? Yeah, Oprah couldn't even help that car out. Good Lord, now. Police. Did you see Oprah in Australia? She said she hadn't been there. She hadn't been there an hour and she saw two koalas humping. It was so funny to hear Oprah say, two koalas humping. I had to replay the video and listen to Oprah say humping. More than once. More than once. Zoom, zoom, zoom. All right, sweetie, we rolling. Rolling on a river. Get up. Do, 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 do. What's going on the radio?
Patchy clouds around Friday, mixing with sunshine, middle to upper 30s. We're mostly cloudy, though, Saturday in the middle to upper 30s. And partly sunny on Sunday. We're watching a coastal system, just a slight chance at this point for a light snow shower. We'll be in the middle to upper 30s. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm Amy.
Alrighty, sweetie. It's going to snow again on Sunday. Can I borrow your Jeep Wrangler? Lift it. Your Jeep Sahara. Anybody got a Jeep Wrangler Sahara white with a tan top or green? With a tan top or any color with a painted hard top. Nobody ever has a painted hard top. Even though the new 2011 Jeep Wranglers, you can get the hard top painted. I believe that someone from Jeep, from Chrysler, was listening to my show and heard me complaining that you could not get a Jeep with a matching hard top. So for 2011, I have spoken and they have listened. And you can go to your Jeep, local Jeep dealership. And baby guy, bet you by golly, wow, you, my friend, can say, can you please coordinate my top with my bottom? Because when your top and your bottom don't mix, things don't go so well. Oftentimes, as black women, our top and our bottom don't mix. You either have a big bottom and a small top, or a big top and no bottom. Okay, I've witnessed this, and I'm perhaps about to live it myself as my bottom. And if you look to your right, you will see snow on the rooftops. Hopefully there won't be any deer out here. The other day I was driving, and there was a deer body all over the place. And I'm thinking, and I saw a guy in a Scion, you know, S-C-I-O-N, Toyota's brand that they make for high school kids. And he was spent around in the median, and his car was up against the back of his car was up against the rail in the middle of the median. I might want to slow down before I rear end this BMW X5 here, white, or is it the X3? I'm going to say it's the X5. Let's check and see what I know. Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good? Did you see those pictures of Nicki Minaj, who they say was the first girl to turn her out? Not turn her down. What do we have here? BMW X3. This is the smaller derivative of the truck. This is not the BMW X5. Woo, you hear that, baby? 4.0 liter. Kicking y'all up in your head. Bring the snow. Don't you know? Did you see Nicki Minaj and that girl? That heavy set. That's what granny used to say. Heavy set. Another word for fat. Butch woman that she was all up on. They said it was her first girlfriend. They said Nicki Minaj has been very open about her bisexuality. I thought those were just speculations about her and Cassie being together. Cassie did his little young, lovely, young girlfriend, Cassie. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get cold, dude. Cut the heat on. I hate to do that for you, the background noise, but dog, I gotta live my life, you know? Live my life like it's golden. Now he got his Jeep Wrangler lifted up real big. Need some bigger fender flares. He gonna be slinging mud over here on me now. The wheels sticking out. Well, his wheels are sticking out past his fender flare. Dog, you need to let me look. Yeah, he still got the factory fender flare, man. You need to get some bushwhacker fender flares on that there Jeep Wrangler now. Come on now. Your freaking tires are protruding outside of the body of the freaking truck. Bigger than the fenders, man. You gotta up your fender game, dog. We gonna do this whitewash style now. Well, you gonna put all that money on some big tires sticking out. And then the tires sticking out further than the freaking the fenders. Now, you can't have no factory fenders with no tires and no lift kit like that right there. Go on, get the bushwhacker, dog. Go on, get the bushwhacker fender flyers. Waka flocka. Dreadlocker. Okay, we're doing all right so far. I haven't seen any accidents, so that's... I would have to say that that's a blessing. What a friend we have in Jesus. Take me to the river. All right, now, I was almost doing 40 miles per hour as we come around this corner. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Let's stay on the brakes so that we do not ruin the Altima here. Turn it into a Nissan 350Z. Okay. Alrighty. Yes, sir. We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Toyota Corolla S. Now, with the Corolla, which is an efficiency economy car, when you get the S, with the red S, you know what I'm saying, speed, how many horsepower, Z with a Z, how much horsepower does the S add to your Toyota Corolla? And will you be able to beat anybody in street race? And you say, well, of course, I can beat a regular Corolla. I would like to know the difference in performance of the Toyota Corolla efficiency car and the Toyota Corolla S with the red S, like the blue one I just passed with the snow on it. Nah, the snow, you better get that snow off of it. That's probably eating up about 3, 4, 5 of your horsepowers. Now, do what you gotta do. Now, I would think that if you are economy minded, you would say, well, if you are, you would think that the person is perhaps economy minded, efficiency minded, and wanting to conserve on gas. But at the same time, I would imagine that the driver of the S, you know what though, it's not just performance. The S actually looks better. If I was in the market for a Corolla, I would want the S because the S has a different aerodynamics package. It has, and I don't say that for as far as, I'm not saying that aerodynamics as far as fuel efficiency, I'm saying styling. It has ground effects. And oftentimes when we think of ground effects, we think of the 80s when people had body kits that rhyme with the word kit and look like. But actually the Corolla S looks a lot nicer than a regular Corolla with its body kit. It kind of looks like a squinched up, shrunken down Lexus GS, as Lexus and Toyota are one of the same. Oh my God, I've been on the road way too freaking long, dude. I'm gonna go. I've only talked about cars. I should just do a car podcast when I drive around the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, the DMV. Girl 600 DMV. What in the world is going on up here? Wait a minute. Nah. This black SUV, is he pushing the Metro Access van? Please tell me he is not. What in the world? Oh, okay, that was a Toyota, that was a Scion XB, the little box by Scion. He appeared to be pushing the handicap van here in the DMV, the DC Malibu area. They got the little van that drop off the blind and the handicap, and it's called Metro Access. It's a big wheelchair van. But why is he changing? Now see, as soon as I change lanes and mention this man got to come in my lane. Dog. God dog it. And now the little Altima up front about to hit him. He appeared like he was getting pushed by the Toyota, by the Scion. Now he in my lane. Now I got to get slowed down. Cause he got a big thing up on the top. I don't know what's up there. They put the wheelchairs in there. Man, I mean, don't come back over here, dog. You better not change lanes. Oh Lord, what the hell? Damn. Why are we coming to a standstill? What the? Oh, I should have went the other way. Why didn't nobody tell me? I need an app to tell me when. Oh, my God. No. I'll never get home. Where my raisinets at? I'll never get home. It's a good thing I ain't got to pee. Oh, Lord. Nah. Cut the heat off. Cut the traffic.
Columbia Parkway, although it's no longer diverted at Spout Run, just before 123 blocked by the police cruiser and the Corvette in the right lane of two. They don't fare that well in the snow.
Corvette stuck in the snow.
From the parkway earlier, but from Roswell to Manassas, no incidents reported in the roadway. I-95 to from Springfield to Fredericksburg, we had the mishap on the interstate before the exit for Route 3, that is the exit 130, and that was blocking the left lane. I'm Bob Marburg, WTOP traffic.
Right now, the snow is tapering in many places. We will see gradual clearing tonight, lows around 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as cold, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 30s. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy. Chance of a light snow shower, highs in the middle to upper 30s. Right now in Washington, it's 26
degrees. Oh, 26 degrees, y'all. Oh, 26 degrees. Tell that trick, please get up off these NUTs because you get none of these. I'm signing out, man. I can't keep talking forever. I done got stuck again, dawg. I thought I was home free. I can't talk forever. Forever, ever. Oh, I'm going unknown mile per hour. The car won't even tell me how slow I'm going, dawg. Listen to me going slow. Oh, people blowing the horn, y'all. Oh, Lord. Oh, this is some bull. I'm going up an incline. I'm surprised I'm not going so slow. I'm rolling backwards. Oh, all black BMW 530i next to me. Got license plate. Say Dream Team. I wish I was sleeping so I could be dreaming. Oh, damn. Listen to the quiet. Oh, Lord, nah. Oh, nah. Neon dude with the wing on want to freaking roll by going 50. Neon dude. Dodge Neon boy with the big wing on the back. Like the wing getting him some freaking torque and some horsepower. Want to speed on by. See? Ooh, nah. But just, what's funny is that I wanted it to snow so I wouldn't have to go out at work. Because everybody was going out today at work. And I didn't want to. So I kind of wanted it to snow so I could say you know what I mean? Growing up a young girl in Birmingham, Alabama, we didn't have company at our house. You know, I like to be at home. You know, surfing the web, you know? Getting on the Twitter and seeing what's up, you know? Or watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know? I wish I was going the other way. There's like one freaking vehicle going the other way. Dang. It's a good thing my husband filled his vehicle up with gas. Oh my gosh. I need some food. Let me get some water. Luckily, I got a whole bunch of things of water in here. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired of talking. My mouth is drying up, nah. My mouth drying up. Ooh. She on her cell phone. I guess I am too. Ford Explorer girl on her cell phone. Oh, Lord, nah. I'm still going super low, unknown miles per hour. Oh, now I'm at a stop. I wonder if the potato chip man could give me some chips. This him right here next to me, listen. That's a potato chip, man. Potato chip. Help a brother ale. What kind of chips would I want? I don't even eat potato chips like that. Somebody stop me.
At 4. And continue to update you on these places closing early. The latest on our website, WTOP.com.
Coming up on WTOP, the death of a Hollywood legendary film.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. My bangs just irritate me. When I start getting tired, my bangs start irritating me. Somebody call me, please. Now I'm alone here. We got a Jeep CJ holding it down, still working. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Nah. Howard Stern re-signed for 5 more years. Did you hear Lil Lupe on the Howard Stern show yesterday? She was riding the Civic. He said, who is Lil Lupe? Google it, but not at work. I'm out of here, child.